AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This is Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio.
Hello, Merry Christmas. And welcome to the final Rock and Roll Football of 2025.
Thank you for listening to us all of this year. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast.
Yes, we will continue in three weeks' time.
We will be back, yeah.
We're not going anywhere. This isn't goodbye.
We're back in 26.
It's just goodbye for now. We need a break.
Yeah, we need a festive break.
We do. And we're still thinking about you.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're still thinking. You're still with us in spirit.
In our heart.
Yeah, in our hearts.
And in our minds.
Yeah.
And that's where you will remain.
Yeah.
But for 3 weeks.
You know, there's a lot of fixture congestion at this time of the year, and we're having the Christmas break that players want to have. So, yeah.
We need some fixture decongestant,
yes,
which is what we're having.
Yes. Vic Sinex of the fixture variety.
Sudafed,
man. Yes.
Of the work calendar.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're doing. We're clearing our heads for a bit.
We're just going to go for a bit of a walk and have a think.
Yeah.
In the cold.
Vapor rub on the chest. That's all footballers do now, isn't it? They do that on their shirts, don't they?
Do they all do that? I remember
Arsenal doing it. It looks like they got Vaseline on there, but it's all Vicks vapor rub, isn't it, I think?
I'm not sure it actually does much.
You used to see that at raves back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, Vicks vapor rub.
Were
you
at raves?
Cleared the. I was at raves. Yeah,
I was at raves.
The Vicks vapor.
What raves were you at?
I was on the Vicks. Well, I say raves, nightclubs, and raves. Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. They are slightly different.
Yeah, not illegal ones on the M25. I wasn't old enough, really.
You weren't going to like the warehouse raves and all that sort of thing?
No, but I've been to a few warehouses.
Have you?
Yeah.
But hang on.
Some big ones in Scotland, like in Edinburgh, you know?
For like a party?
Yeah, like a big rave in a big air hangar. What's that one near Edinburgh Airport? There's a huge one. Ingleston Showground. That's where I went there once.
Oh, my word. He's backing it up with Deets.
Happy Hardcore.
We are the children of the night.
And they all have the Vicks vapor on their chest.
And that was because
I think it increased. I don't want to go into too much detail about
okay.
it, but it made it made their night better. Apparently.
I get it. I totally get it. And then you would go to nightclubs as
yes.
well.
Sometimes, yeah. That's what we all did back then. Yeah.
Did you ever go to a super club? Gatecrasher or something like that.
In Ibiza, I went to some super clubs. Yeah.
Where'd you go now, Ibiza? Yeah, this is incredible. The secret life of Matt Dyson.
No, this is like before kids.
Your shameful raising past.
Yeah. I used to do radio shows from Cafe Mambo sometimes back in the day.
Hang on, what radio
shows?
Great.
When I used to work at XFM, we'd do like shows on the road in festivals and nightclubs and stuff. Yeah, it's great.
So you've been to like Passion and Manumission
days of OBs. Yeah, not Manumission. I didn't see any of their live shows at Manumission, thankfully. But yeah, did a few.
Ministry, Cream.
Yeah, Cream's big one, isn't it? Yeah, Cream Fields. I went to that back in the day.
That's this is phenomenal
festival.
Life
Horrendous
you've led.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
You went to them, didn't you?
I've never been to any of those.
You had a rave period.
I was too young for rave.
Oh, really?
I went to clubs.
Yeah.
I
went Black Orchid on a Monday night.
Black Orchid.
You went.
Envy. The Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are all Nottingham nightclubs.
The Palais de Dance.
Oceana.
Yeah. What was the downstairs one called? Downstairs from Ritzy. That was quite good for a while.
Oh, yeah, the one around the back. I can't remember
what it was called. Yeah,
Rock City and the Rig.
Oh, Rock City was great, yeah.
Good.
Anyway, here's this podcast.
Anyway, we're just like two old duffers going, remember what it used to be called? Oh, not that anymore. They knocked it down and turned it into flats.
Yeah,
I remember
exactly.
Templars. There was a place called Templars in Nottingham that used to do these jugs of cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like strawberry milkshake cocktails.
Yeah.
You get a 4-pint pitcher. I mean, it was just
horrible.
Do you know what now? Obviously, I think stuff's become, it's like
£10 a pint or whatever it is now. You know, it's exclusive, it's prohibitive, and it's wrong. Yeah. But there was definitely a period where
alcohol was too cheap.
And that led to behaviours that were not good.
Awful, awful stuff.
People were just trying to consume as much as they possibly could have.
It was like triple vodka for a pound, wasn't it? Stuff like that. It was just awful.
I remember going to the Leadmill in Sheffield, and it was triple spirit mixer for a quid.
It's just horrible.
Triple.
It's just it's disgusting.
And we mapped it up. Gotta say, you know what? The economy was doing well.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, some people would say the economy was doing well and therefore this stuff was going on. Excuse or you could say that led to the economic boom that
possibly.
We saw.
I mean, there might be something in that, you know. Yeah.
Fiscal stimulus. You've got to encourage widespread.
We were certainly stimulated back then, weren't we? Oh. Yeah. By spirits.
The three spirits that will visit you this Christmas. I don't know, what spirits will you be having this Christmas? Christmas spirit be?
Maybe a whiskey, maybe a late night a single malt, maybe.
Yeah, any particular
maybe some
like?
Baileys.
Baileys is just creamy whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Very weak, but that's probably better. Gives you heartburn.
Oh, it does, yeah. You've got to take the omeprazole first.
Yeah, you have to preload, yeah.
Preload on the omeprazole.
Let's play the podcast, come on.
Okay, what are we doing?
We've been here for ages.
Those the old sod sat in our armchair. Enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Big drama in the early games,
what a
Dyson.
Game it is. Newcastle were 2-0 up at half-time, a brace from Voltimada, but now Chelsea have come back into it. Reece James getting one back from a free kick, and João Pedro has just scored an equaliser. It's 2-2 at St James's Park, an amazing game.
It is phenomenal. Loads of games at 3 o'clock as well. It is our last show of the year, the Christmas special. And it's live! Here to preview the rest of the day's action is Matt Dyson.
Yes, and Rob Edwards is praying for a Christmas miracle this afternoon, like the 10th century Bohemian Good King Wenceslas, a pious ruler known for his charity, taking pity on lowly wolves and heaping his blessings on the poor Premier League peasant, despite the winter cold and being in a better position at Borough. Good King Edwards, Rob, looked out on the Feast of Footy. His golden team looked down and out and favoured by the bookies. Ooh! Brightly shone the Wolves that night, though the year was cruel. Could his first points be in sight? No longer a fool. Hither, Keith Andrew, stand by me. If thou know'st it, telling yonder Brentford boss is he. Where and what is dwelling? Sire, he was the set-piece coach during the Thomas Frank tenure. Now he's keeping the bees afloat at the G-Tech Arena. Bring the session, bring me wine. Bring my first points hither. Thou and I on football shall dine. Restore pride to the Wanderers. Edwards, Robert, forth he went, like they'd been this good forever. The Roochers under the wild lament and the bitter Molyneux weather. Thank you. Yeah, so Wolves Brentford is one of the 4 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon on a festive rock and roll football. Elsewhere, it looks pretty straightforward for rampant Man City at home to Nuno's West Ham. Bourne v Burn on the south coast. The Bourne-Burn ultimatum, both Bournemouth and Burnley without a win in 7 league games going into this one. Scott Parker and his odd-fitting high-fashion brand clothing obsession could be looking for a new job if it carries on like this. And Sunderland are also on the south coast to face Brighton after a 350-mile journey. The Black Cats are having an amazing season on 26 points already, more than Leicester City's total from 38 games last season.
Whoa.
Quite a few of their players have headed off to the Africa Cup of Nations this week, so it could be a struggle for Reggie Labrisse, the mysterious French manager, who is, of course, a distant relative of Hilary Brisse from the League of Gentlemen, his great uncle, the scary butcher of Royston Vasey. Hilary Brisse and Reggie Labrisse. And Reggie will be hoping for more of the special stuff this afternoon.
Dyson, that version of Good King Wenceslas.
Yeah, did I go too far?
Well, how do you mean too far?
Well, the song,
taste-wise.
I did quite a few verses.
I loved
it. I went quite deep into the carol.
You did?
But I thought, you know, just keep going. When you're going through hell, keep going.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because then you get deeper into hell.
Yes.
And things
then you're
get
entrenched.
Worse. Yeah, yeah. It's our last rock and roll football Of the year?
Yes, our last one of 25.
Last one of 25.
Yeah, we're going out with a bang. You're wearing your lovely Christmas jumper.
I am.
It's great to see that. A real collector's item, isn't it?
It's the Gareth Southgate one that has the waistcoat and tie as part of it.
Was that 2016? Was it around 2018? 2018, yeah. Oh, wow.
God, I've had this 7 years.
Yeah. Didn't we get sent them? Did we get sent them?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Football, yeah. They're really nice. Really
kept nice. It.
I didn't know. I would have worn my Christmas jumper if I'd have known. I'm twinning with Ted, my son, this year. I've got matching Christmas jumpers.
And what are they?
They're just from Sainsbury's, they
That's
say.
That's okay.
You know, nice, standard.
But what's
Christmas
the design?
Jumper. It's just blue and it says that home.
It says Sainsbury's on it.
Yeah, it says Sainsbury's, yeah. Every little helps or whatever their tagline is.
That's Tesco.
That's Tesco, isn't it?
Yeah. Good food.
Good food for all of us.
That's right.
That's an awful tagline they've got, isn't it, really?
I mean, it's a good idea, though. Good food for all of us.
Yeah.
It sounds
I'm on board
slightly
with it.
Christian.
Yeah, that's true. It's
quite giving. They are Sainsbury's.
Good food for all of us.
Giving us what little baby Jesus would want.
Yeah.
It's that time of year, i.e. Christmas, when footballers do the rounds.
Yeah.
In schools and hospitals.
Ah, they do.
I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff this week. Arsenal were at UCLH and Forest.
I saw the Forest.
The Queen's
stuff,
Medical Centre.
Always
and
nice.
With Warriors United.
Yes, yeah.
And Jack Grealish in a school in Everton. Have you seen that in Liverpool?
No, I haven't seen that. What's he doing? What's he
turns up to surprise a young lad, a lovely young lad who's had a difficult time of it. And he goes, me and him are best mates, you know. Has he not told you? And he's like joining in with the class and everything.
I love Grealish for that.
He's very good.
He's very good with the kids, isn't he? He's excellent. He's not full of himself in any way.
Do you know what? Footballers are amazing with children.
Mm.
They're so good. They're so natural.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
They're so used to just like dealing with them and chatting to them. And
yeah, it's nice to see, isn't it?
Hudson-Odoi and Olerena at Forest.
Oh, well, they're
charismatic with kids. They're great.
They're the best. They're the best ones. Forest players are the best with
Forest
kids.
Are the best at it.
Yeah, we're the best
at charity work.
We're the best in... Oh, there's a goal in the championship.
Oh, it's a biggie.
Norwich City, pretty much rock bottom of the championship, have scored a goal at Preston North End. They're 1-0 up. A late winner by the looks of it. They're right down the bottom of the table, though, so I'm not sure if that will take them out of the relegation zone. It will.
It will. It's a Christmas miracle.
They were just above Sheffield Wednesday, who obviously are on -9, so have got no chance. But now that might take Norwich out of the relegation.
Late drama in the championship, Dyson.
Yes, just as it looked like Norwich were about to get a much-needed win, a late equaliser for Preston North End. It has finished 1-1. They got the goal 6 minutes into injury time, so no good for the Canaries. Coventry City have drawn 1-1 at Southampton. Despite being down to 10 men for most of the second half, they stay top of the championship table with that draw. Blackburn have beaten Millwall 2-0 at Ewood Park, and it finished 2-2 in the amazing game, the early kickoff in the Premier League between Newcastle and Chelsea. Two goals in the second half from Reece James and João Pedro, bringing Chelsea back into it. They stay fourth in the Premier League table.
For the final time this year, we have rounded up the best of the clips, doing the rounds on social media. This is the final clip bait of 2025. There's only one man to start with. We've featured him every week throughout Advent, the man who turns carols into football chants.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer! He had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you'd even say he glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Get in there, Rudolph, you big red nose out. Get in there.
Get your red nose out. Unbelievable. I hope people start joining in with him at games and they all start chanting these lovely Christmas carols.
Well, that is a lot better than this. This is weird. Former Man City left-back Alexander Kolarov singing a Christmas song. I mean, it sounds like he's done it in the style of The Terminator.
Yeah.
This is chilling.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better watch out.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus in the town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I want your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Come on. Once more with feeling, Alexander. Come on. That was from when he was at City a few years ago. It passed me by at the time. It's amazing.
Cherky scored a great goal in the week for Manchester City. Pep's description of it... it's a bit strange.
Weird, yeah.
Why was it so special, just from a coach's point of view? The goal? Mm-hmm. Even a blind guy, a blind woman, can't realise what's a special goal. It's not necessary to be a manager to know how beautiful it was.
I love that instead of realising that he might be saying something a little bit offensive, thinks that gender is the issue.
A blind guy, should not have said that, a blind woman.
No, you're almost there, Pat.
Keep going, mate.
Chris Boyd, who's one of the most charismatic pundits on Sky Sports News, took inspiration from Mick McCarthy when discussing Celtic's form. And if you're not aware, by the way, Chris Boyd is very much a Rangers man.
This can't go on. Celtic have
can.
Celtic.
Well, it can. Your point of view.
But Celtic have to win the league this season. To get into the Champions League.
You said they were going to be Celtic.
And that is the so be-all and end-all.
Forest legends. Right. Scott Parker, by the way, struggling to get his words out here. This is embarrassing.
Two sloppy goals. And the facts are the whole card reality.
It's the top.
A whole card reality. A couple of run-ups. So yes, I forget it. Just the reality. Whatever.
Get him a Mars bar. His sugar levels are plummeting, man. And finally, because it's the last one before Christmas, another festive throwback to when Stevenage scored a third on Boxing Day 2 years ago. What's amazing about this is this pundit constructs this particular bit of prose at short notice. Listen to the reaction it gets in the studio.
League One, Stevenage against Northampton Town, Mark Webber.
He's Elliot List. His goal made it thrice. Reed in 2 minutes, then a Roberts delight. Stevenage lead Northampton 3-0.
There's been a late goal in League One.
There's been a late goal in League One.
What? Whatever, mate, whatever.
Nothing for that.
No reaction at all.
Imagine if every week we need a grandstand.
I'm so grateful for you, Fordy.
That I pretend to be impressed all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Gurgling and gargling and whooping along.
Just completely ignored it. Oh, horrible.
There's been a goal in League One. She was not having it, was she? One bit.
Do you reckon they'd fallen out?
I think there's
at the Christmas party or something.
We probably shouldn't speculate. Oh, go on. I wasn't going down that angle. I just thought maybe it was some tension.
It was a very cold reaction.
But you seem to have inferred a lot. You've built a whole narrative.
I'm just thinking, you know. It's pure speculation, obviously.
It's all speculation. But go on, what do you reckon happened?
No, nothing.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I got very excited, Matt Dyson here, who's been desperate to break the news to you all.
I tried something for the first time, some food that I'd heard talk of it before, and I scoffed. I said, there's no way that's going to work. But have you ever heard of a cotton candy grape?
No.
Right, this is a green, seedless grape. Looks like a normal grape. You bite into it, and it tastes of candy floss.
What?
100%.
But what? It's genetically modified?
I think it must be. I don't know how they've done it. How
are
these
you getting your hands on it?
They just sell it in like Aldi and Lidl, I think. Katie got it from Lidl last night.
Does it count as fruit?
Because I've heard talk of it. I thought, wow, that sounds good, but there's no way it'll taste like actual candy floss. But it tastes exactly like candy floss. I've never seen anything food-wise live up to the hype quite as much as cotton candy grapes.
I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, no, I think they're a breakthrough food item of the past couple of years.
But So is this going to make you eat more of them?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is this what's going to get you into fruit?
It feels like, I'm already into fruit. I'm not against
fruit. What's your favourite fruit?
Oh, good question. Yeah.
I'm really into it.
Pineapple. No, I like pineapple. I like mango. You know, I'm quite a tropical guy.
Yeah.
I like watermelon. Love. I like all the fruits.
You're tropical. Yeah. What about the Granny Smith?
I love that.
Come on, mate. Bye, British.
I like a Braeburn. If I'm going to have an apple, I have a Braeburn.
Oh.
Yeah,
You're so sophisticated
with
your fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. But seriously.
It's like a big walking on bongo. You're just like full of tropical juice.
Man, look at you go. This is like, you know, I don't mind candy floss. Candy floss is quite nice. It's a little sweet treat. But if you can have a grape instead of a sweet treat. It's healthy for the nation, isn't it?
It is.
These should be given out to kids.
But grapes are already a sweet treat.
Yeah, I suppose they are.
You don't need to muck about with them.
Yeah, I suppose they're bad for your teeth, I suppose, possibly, the sugars in them.
What about an orange that tasted of chocolate orange?
Oh, surely they can do. If they can do what they've done with the cotton candy grape, they can do it to an orange.
That's it.
The mind boggles where we could go with this technology.
Elon. This has to be...
Elon, if you're listening. He probably did this cotton candy.
You don't need to muck about with all that space stuff. That's all going to come to nout.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn our fruit into tasting like junk food. Carrots that taste like chips.
Yes, good.
Oranges that taste like chocolate orange.
Fruit and veg. Give us our five a day that taste like they're not five a day.
Yeah, because that will... That's the best way of solving our problems, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah,
make everything taste like a selection box.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Go
with the fruit and veg on it, just tasted of Mars bars.
We'd be so healthy, wouldn't we? We'd all be full of life and so slim.
We'd be full of life and so slim.
It would be great.
Isn't that the ultimate aim?
Oh, festive air.
Festive air.
We've lost the Erling Haaland one with the song. Ha 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 ha. Haaland. I love that song.
Do you ever, you ever get the festive air horn?
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Do you know what? I've not pressed any of these for years.
Yes.
Look me in the eye.
It's like looking through old Christmas decorations in the loft, isn't it?
We've got the X-Files theme tune.
What have
we been playing at in here?
Give us our Lord, what is that? What is that?
We've got so many.
Why did I say that? Give us another Christmas air horn, though, because it's goals in the championship as well. Sheffield United already 1-0 up against Birmingham City. QPR are beating Leicester City 1-0. And Pompey are playing up 1-0 up at Derby County already. A goal after just 6 minutes in that game. Very exciting start.
It's all going off already. The final Rock and Roll Football of the Year. The Christmas special.
We're playing some great music as well. A bit of Stevie Wonder, a bit of Shakey. This is marvellous.
Top tunes.
Christmas party we're having.
Got a bit of Stevie Wonder, a bit of Shaking Stevens.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to have been one of those DJs. The mobile DJs.
Yeah, with your
Jay Stevens.
I've got my own light box, travel around the UK with it, yeah.
Well, they would listen to the next track on a phone, on like a landline, do you remember?
Would they?
They'd have that.
Like Club Call or something.
Yeah, they'd just be like listening rather than headphones.
Someone
would use like a phone. Yeah.
It's a pre-fade.
Maybe that was just annoying him.
It's a pre-fade.
It's a pre-fade.
It's a blooming landline. What kind of world do we live in?
Footballers are doing the rounds at the moment. Text us on 8-12-15. Did a footballer ever come to your place of work,
yes,
to your school, to your hospital? We've got an amazing story already in. And Dyson, brimming with them. So when has a footballer come to your place of work, to your hospital? Maybe you were a patient. Maybe you're a member of staff.
Yeah, because it must be when you are in hospital and you've got your arm in a cast or something like that, it's not necessarily the time you really want to see one of your heroes, is it, I suppose. It must be like, oh, I'd love to have seen you, Morgan Gibbs-White, but not when I'm at my lowest ebb.
When I'm here just in like a hospital robe, flapping open at the back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you feel a bit self-conscious probably, wouldn't you?
I think so, but equally, it's the time when you need cheering up the most.
That's
isn't
true.
It?
So it will lift your spirits. That's
and it's the young kiddies. It's for the kiddies.
It's great to see that this is the season of footballers in hospitals. We've already got one from a school, though. No name on this text. It just says Brian Robson came to our school one Christmas in Hull with a guy from Domino's Pizza and a stack of pizzas. This was the early 90s. Takeaway pizza was very special.
It was.
Yeah. So
still is.
It's still is special. Yeah, it is. The school whipped out two footballers. He signed them both. Me and my best mate won them both in a raffle at the Christmas assembly the next day. I played football with mine. He kept his and put it in a glass cabinet and still has it at home to this very day. We laugh at least once a year about this.
At least once a year.
At least once a year.
We get together for our annual laugh about Brian Robson and the day of the
pizzas.
We'll
stand around the cabinet, we'll look at the ball and we'll laugh together. That's amazing.
It's a bit daddy or chips, isn't it? But at the time... I think I'd have been more drawn to the pizza.
Oh, would you? Yeah, that's true.
Stuart Pearce would have turned up with a stack of pizzas and have been like, sorry, Psycho.
Oh, Psycho. I'd rather have the pepperoni. But I don't want to miss out because they're going to go quickly, aren't they?
What you got, Psycho? You got pepperoni passion? Veggie Eat Wave? No. Get an autograph instead.
Like Nottingham School kids.
Yes. Amazing.
You best have meat on that pizza, yeah?
Take it back. Take it back. I don't want this.
Where's it burned the top of my mouth.
Psychin' is no dip, mate.
With my dip. And he burned the top of my mouth. I'm suing you, yeah? More Christmas goals from Santa.
Yes, in the Championship, second in the table, Middlesbrough are trailing 1-0 at Bristol City. In the SPL, Dundee United are 1-0 up against Hibs.
We're talking about footballers doing the rounds at Christmas. They often go to children's wards.
Mm-hmm.
But they also go to schools.
They do.
Workplaces.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. They do a bit. They put a bit back into the community.
It's just nice giving it a bit back.
It's nice to see.
James in Honiton says, I used to work at the Grove Hotel in Watford, and we had so many football teams over the years, especially when Watford were in the Premier League. Oh. I remember rushing upstairs because I desperately wanted to be the one to give Frank Lampard some fresh raspberries because I'm a Chelsea fan.
Oh, wow.
That'd be cool. Serving.
Yes.
Your hero.
Ah, yeah, that would be good. So Frank's gone in there and he's demanded fresh raspberries. He's a big fruit fan.
He's got to have them fresh.
He's gone, right, James is like, I'll go and get them for you, sir, of course.
He's like Elton John when it comes to his breakfast. They better be fresh raspberries.
I don't want no freeze-dried raspberries. They better be fresh.
No, the raspberries, they weren't great. weren't a great start.
I didn't know you had this in your locker.
I'm not sure I have. I'm just pulling his face.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. And then you've got to laugh maniacally and then be really serious straight after that. Yeah.
But it was sad.
It's good.
They offered me Cocoa Pops. So I said it wasn't good enough at this standard. That's just sort of generic gaffer now, isn't
it? Yeah, it's bleeding into Stuart Pearce again. As
well, you know, he's bought me the Cocoa Pops, if you know what I mean. And I said, no, you know, it's got to be fresh raspberries, you know, because of what Cluffy done. And anyway, he's run off. He's come back with blueberries. I've gone, I can't help you, son. You know what I mean? When does a footballer come into your hospital, your place of work? They're doing the rounds because it's Christmas. They used to come into pubs a lot. Nikki says, I used to work in a small village pub in St Albans. And one day of a Christmas, Vinnie Jones came in with 10 plus friends for a Christmas drink and asked me to run him a tab. I refused him as I didn't have a clue who he was. Luckily enough, the other regulars did and it was a good day.
Oh,
on takings that day, says Nicky.
You can't refuse Vinnie Jones a tab.
Dangerous.
You're messing with, playing with fire there, aren't you, really?
Do footballers even go to pubs?
When
was the last time you saw a footballer in a pub?
It's a good point, isn't it? They're not allowed to drink. They have weigh-ins pretty much every day. If you're having a pint, you're going to get caught out. They'll know.
Well, I guess they could go in for a Sprite or, pubs do sort of salad bowls now, going for a poke bowl and a Coke Zero.
Yeah, I suppose so. They could play some pool in a bar, you know, maybe, and keep
They were popping
healthy.
It all the time in the old days.
Always, yeah. No, not anymore.
Mad to think that some of the great moments we remember were created by hungover men.
Absolutely, yeah. Still drunk half the time, to be fair. Imagine how good they would have been if they were sober.
Oh, well, that's the problem, isn't it? That's when you go, actually. Yeah, it was better back then.
Yeah, they could have been amazing.
We could have won the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Just knock it on the head. Just have a couple tonight, lads, yeah?
We might play better. Just have a couple tonight? No, I'm none. I don't think you fully understood the principle. Text on 8-12-15. When has a footballer come into your place of work? Has that ever happened to you, Dyson?
At school, it used to happen. We used to get, footballers coming quite a lot. I got quite blasé about it as a child at primary school. Viv Anderson came in.
What?
Yeah, when he was...
European Cup winner?
Yeah. And Tony Hateley came in. Mark Hateley's dad used to play for Notts County. And his mum was a dinner lady at my school. So Tony Hateley, and I'm pretty sure Mark Hateley came in. Both the Hateley
Rangers
boys.
Legend, Hateley.
Yes, yeah. Tony Hateley was great, wasn't he? And Mark Hateley was amazing in the 80s.
This is unbelievable. What was your primary school called?
Hayden Road.
How come Hayden Road was getting so much action?
I don't know. I think it was mainly down to that dinner lady who happened to be married to the Hateley. The Hateley man.
She'd married into the Hateley dynasty.
Yeah.
A dinner lady in a dynasty. I mean, it was all
dinner.
Puns.
Don't hate the Hateleys, hate the game. That's
I don't
what I said.
Think we had any footballers come to
really?
Our school.
Oh, but you had one at your school, didn't you?
Yes, Jermaine Genus was in my form.
He was in your
form. So I came through the ranks alongside. We created our own.
You didn't need him, did you? Yeah.
But it would have been nice. You're like, you dreamt. Oh! I went to interview Steve Stone once.
Did
I bumped
you?
Into him on Trent Bridge for a school newspaper thing. I was like, can I interview you? I'm doing a school newspaper. And he let me go down to the training ground.
Amazing. Lovely.
Incredible. But coming into the school's different, isn't
it? Yeah. Coming to do visits. There's something special about footballers coming into the community they serve. It's beautiful.
It is. Text on 8-12-15. When has a footballer come to your school, your hospital, your pub,
You place a book.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The last rock and roll football of the year. We'll be back in 3 weeks with the first rock and roll football of 2026.
We will indeed. The second halves are underway in the Premier League, 4D. Still 0-0 in most of the games.
Really odd. Very unusual.
Apart from Man City, who are 2-0 up against West Ham. Fittingly, at Christmas, Reindeers got a goal.
That really is his name.
They're 2-0 up against West Ham. An assist for Erling Haaland in that one. And in the Championship, the amazing score at halftime was QPR. A running riot against Leicester City. 4-0 up.
Ouch.
Bizarre scoreline.
But the Foxes exciting. Getting chased out, chased from behind the bins as they want to do it this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Rangers, the Park Rangers are having none of it. They're like, get out of the park.
Yeah, the Rangers have chased the Foxes.
Yeah, that's a scene we all see all the time, isn't it?
It's happening in municipal parks up and down this island, yes. And it is happening at Loftus Road this afternoon. We're talking about Christmas. We have been talking about footballers coming in, but Kobbie Mainoo's brother embarrassed him by turning up in a free Kobbie Mainoo t-shirt.
Which, to watch Man United play, yeah.
Yeah, because ridiculous. You think that makes it sound like you're in prison.
Yeah. He's just being paid quite a lot of money to sit on the bench for Man United. So it's
hardly a hostage
world,
situation.
Yeah.
You don't get many hostages paid $300,000 a week.
Free him from his chains, please.
So let us know. When have you been embarrassed by a family member, particularly if it's Christmas, 8, 12, 15? Mm. Particularly, because it can kick off at Christmas.
Oh, a Christmas embarrassment, yeah.
Are you worried? Is there any tension on the horizon in your family or your arrangements that are forthcoming?
No, not really. I'm seeing my brothers on Boxing Day. So, yeah, I mean, it could get a bit rowdy. We'll have a few drinks on Boxing Day.
But Do you ever argue with your brothers?
We argue, but they've embarrassed me many times over the years.
What,
you know?
Like?
I mean, well... In terms of, I must have told you this story on this show before, but when we used to go and stand in the Trent End at the City Ground and I climb up on, when they used to have bars in the front of the terrace. The
cages.
So you couldn't go onto the pitch. Horrible cages. When Forest would score, you'd climb up if you were down in the front in the children's pen.
Like
you'd
Donkey Kong.
You climb up onto the cage. And once I did it, I was wearing loose jogging bottoms that I hadn't done the drawstring up. Both my brothers yanked the trousers down and the whole... of the Trent End saw my bare bum. So yeah,
I'm hoping
there won't be a repeat of that this Christmas.
But obviously the players will have seen the front.
The players will have seen the front, yeah.
You exactly. Flashed. So what era was that?
It was late 80s, so I was about 10, 11 maybe.
Okay, so we're talking Brian Law, Steve Sutton, Stuart Pearce.
Yes.
Nigel Clough, yeah, Terry Wilson.
They would have got an iPhone. Yeah,
Des Walker.
Yeah, I know.
You
yeah.
Flashed Des Walker.
You'll never beat Des Walker, yeah.
And then did you... It was set for the rest of the day. Did you get on with it fast?
No, I had a proper mod, obviously. And as I climbed back down and pulled my trousers up from around my ankles in front of everyone, it was a horrendous behaviour, wasn't
how
it?
How did that? It's a terrace.
How did it affect me? Yeah.
Full of drunk men.
Yeah.
How did they react?
Just laughter, just mass ridicule.
They laughed
at your
bum.
It was horrendous, wasn't it? Yeah, what a horrible thing to do to a sibling.
It's appalling that they did that to you. And this Christmas, I think you get your revenge.
I will do, yes.
I think it's a reckoning for those boys.
Good point.
Let's plot how to get Dyson's revenge. But text on 8-12-15. When have you been embarrassed by a family member? A goal! Oh, lots of goals!
Finally, the Premier League games have come to life. Antoine Semenyo has just scored for Bournemouth against Burnley. The Cherries are 1-0 up. There's been a third at Manchester City, and it's that man Haaland again.
Haaland. Elsewhere.
Ultimately, we've lost another game of football.
Oh, Rob Edwards' prayers for a Christmas miracle remain unanswered. I can't believe this. They're losing. Keane Lewis Potter has scored. Brentford are 1-0 up at Wolves. They are still rock bottom of the table with just 2 points. 2 points in the Christmas period is madness.
They're going to end up on four.
They're going to beat Derby's record, which is really disappointing if it stays like that. But I thought today won't be the day he finally turns it round.
Here says, we're asking you, a couple of conversations on the go, embarrassing family members.
Yes.
Paul, and also when footballers have come into your place of work, Paul Lucy says, I worked on Adrian's Record Shop based in Wickford, Essex in 1998. Julian Dix came in and brought loads of AC/DC and Iron Maiden CDs. Wow. That's exactly what I would guess Julian Dix would be
it
buying.
It was the era of the rock and roll left back, wasn't it? The hard rock and roll left back. Julian Dix and Stuart Pearce. Love it.
And they loved heavy music.
Yeah, they loved it. It's great, isn't it?
They were tough men.
Yeah, they were hard rockers.
All footballers now, you think they're going to be listening to really cool music. They're all into like Ed Sheeran and stuff. Yeah, like, they listen to quite gentle stuff.
Yes, yeah, they do.
They're quite sweet souls.
That seems to be what they play in dressing rooms, isn't it? Yeah, quite bland music, would you say? Now,
yeah, or it's like blaring,
yes,
a genre I've never heard of before.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know what that is.
yeah, it makes you feel old, doesn't it, when you hear what footballers play in dressing
rooms? Because I don't ever want to be a grumpy,
no,
old man.
Yeah,
but you hear some stuff, you think, oh, that's not even like punk's a racket at times, although lots of it's melodic. But you could
there
still
are goals in the Championship. Bristol have scored a second against
Dix.
Middlesbrough. Bit of an upset.
Psycho and Dix, that would have been a great like detective agency. Psycho and Dix at your service.
But Sheffield Wednesday have got a goal back, so the Ipswich winning 2-1. Their second goal, courtesy of the sea of Philogene up front for the Tractor Boys. Sheffield United still 3-0 up against 10-man Birmingham.
We've had an anonymous message about footballers.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I worked in a pub in Chelsea and sometimes brought my dog, who would sit next to me at the end of the bar. Joe Cole came in with his son, asked me if the dog was friendly, and so his son could pet him. I said, of course. The dog then promptly snapped at him when he reached out to pet him.
Oh, dear.
Whoa. That's you do not upset Joe Cole's family.
You shouldn't let a dangerous dog in a pub. Shouldn't be sitting there at the side of the bar, should it, really?
Well, it sounds like until that point it hadn't been dangerous.
So it was just angry about Joe Cole's presence. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe it wasn't a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, maybe that was
Could
it.
Could have been Arsenal or Spurs.
He turned against Joe Cole, yeah. I like Joe Cole as a pundit. I think he's quite good, actually.
I think he's lovely, and he was a great footballer. But it's Joe Cole's son that the
Joe
dog
Cole's
has taken.
Son
so
the
what
key thing, yeah.
Joe Cole's son done to that dog? Let's speculate. Broadcast it.
Yeah.
Wow, you've got to be careful with other people's dogs.
You have, yeah. Better stay away.
Stay away from other dogs and other people. Keep yourself to yourself, keep your head down, and do not engage. I think that's the best way to get through life.
Yeah.
Don't make friends, they'll only let you down, that's what I say.
Great advice going into the Christmas period.
Avoid all other people, including your family.
I mean, we've had a request here for a new voice that we haven't heard on the seance before, so let's see if we can find him out there. Sarah M. Barnsley says, I want to hear from the Nottingham Forest manager. What does a Sean Dyche Christmas look like?
We'll try and do the basics right. Keep saying to them, it's all about doing the basics right. We have a bit of a laugh, play a game, maybe Cards Against Humanity or something like that. And it's about, you know, even with your dominoes, I say to the lads, you know, it's just about getting the dominoes down right. You know, you've got to find a way to win dominoes. But I love roasties. I've gone too north. Turned into Bernard Manning. I love roast potatoes. My mother-in-law.
The nose-touching thing. You can't see that, but it's
the nose and the forehead. Like, yeah. Why? It's those Northampton chevet. Yeah. Why?
Vowels?
Laugh. That's the thing.
Okay, is he there?
We are having a laugh. And a laugh on Christmas. In a way, you've got to get like, it's almost like Gervaisy.
Oh,
in a way.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Grudge your face.
Just a great...
awkward, in a way. I'll be having roasties with the family, probably.
The basics.
Sprouts. I'll be doing the basics. That's what he said. So, awkward, in a way.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Got the acid now. On the back end of that, get some Gaviscon.
Yeah. Oh, Pepto-Bismol looks good these days.
Oh, Pepto-Bismol.
They banned Zantac. It was a sad day when they banned Zantac.
Why did they ban Zantac?
Yeah, it's got some weird chemical in it. That
is
probably,
it?
Yeah, they only sell it in America. It's like, it's probably quite bad for you. What was in Zantac before? Don't worry, if the people from Zantac, they don't sell it in the UK. I'm not going to...
The people from
I'm
Zantac?
I'm not going to defame the Zantac Corporation. But, you've got to look at different types. Rennie's obviously no good, but Pepto-Bismol might be the way forward.
Let's look into it. Have a Merry Christmas. Please leave us a 5-star written review. Have a great time. We'll be back in a few weeks.
Bye.
Bye.